Science and Bread, or the science of keeping bread from getting moldy. It's a breakthrough made in Lubbock, Texas, where you can hear The Takeaway on KTXT radio, and a company called MicroZap, who say they've discovered a technique that will keep bread mold-free for up to 2 months. The BBC's Matt McGrath is back from Lubbock. He's reporting on this story for our friends at the BBC. Matt, welcome.
Hello, John. Nice to talk to you.
So the BBC sent you to Lubbock, Texas to determine if it's possible to preserve bread for 2 months.
Not quite like that, but yes, the good people down in Texas have been working on a device down there to make bread mold-free. I think they discovered it by accident. They were out to try and kill different types of bacteria in different settings, such as in hospital clothing. They had developed a microwave to do that, and then I think the bright idea popped up one day, but perhaps we could try this on bread and maybe it would have an effect on mold. And they've been doing that, and they've been doing it with lots of other fruits and vegetables as well. And as I said, the bread has been pretty spectacularly successful. They managed to keep mold off the bread for 60 days.
And I'm grateful to hear that they're not dipping it in some additional preservative. Bread is already filled with preservatives.
Well, actually, this is one of the arguments they make. They say that this is a really good idea to get preservatives out of bread, because they say that to keep bread fresh, to keep it feeling fresh, manufacturers put so many preservatives and additives in there. To do that, they have to then add extra chemicals to keep the taste good, so that if they could use a mechanical process like this using microwaves, then perhaps they could reduce the amount of additives. Bread would stay as fresh as it does at the moment and would feel as good for the consumer and would possibly be better for them. I don't know.
Now, you know, maybe you're an expert at this. I go back to my Dickens to think of people who might understand what it means to eat crusty, stale pieces of bread. Did you actually try some 60-day-old bread and test it out based on your cultural background here?
My cultural background, no. I have to say, I mean, I'm pretty well used to crusty old bread myself. I have it for breakfast most days. No, they didn't give me any of the bread there to sample. They've been trying to go to manufacturers and show them what a great idea this is, and manufacturers and bread makers have been impressed, but they haven't actually put their hand in their pocket to buy the system as yet. And I think there's a reason for that, and that it adds to the cost of bread, and no manufacturer wants to do that. And also, if you could make bread that would last for 60 days, it might have a big impact on sales. You know, We sell a lot of bread at the moment. About a third of it gets thrown out because it's moldy and that has to be replaced by new bread. If you've got bread that lasts for 2 months, I mean, it could have a serious impact.
It affects the business model for sure. Now, this would be installed on the, I don't know if it's an assembly line for bread where it gets zapped by some microwave device.
Yeah, I think that's one of the issues, that they wanted to have a self-contained system so that the workers wouldn't have to interfere with it. The bread would just basically be baked and go through the system and then be wrapped up and would go away. And I think they've designed that type of system. They've worked, as I said, with bread, but lots of other things as well. They've worked with pet food. They're working with a variety of fruits and vegetables, jalapenos. And they tried to do cantaloupes as well, but they had some problems with the cantaloupes because they kept getting bruised. So that's about the only fruit, really, that they can't actually have an impact on.
And again, it's microwave. It's not, you know, we're not like, you know, packed with plutonium for freshness kind of thing.
That might sell very well. I don't know. But it's a nice idea, packed with plutonium. No, this is a microwave radiation. It's the same level of radiation you have in your home microwave. So it's relatively safe. It's been approved to that. What they've done here is develop the oven in such a way that it covers the entire object that they're focusing the rays on. The ones in the home are a bit hit and miss. They spin the rays around the place. And that's why some foods aren't suitable to cook in a microwave. You get hot and cold spots. With this device, it's the same level of intensity, but it's much, much more thorough in the job that it does.
Well, would that we could share a spot of tea and toast today. Matt McGrath, thanks so much.
I look forward to it in the future, John. Thank you.
All right. Matt McGrath, correspondent for the BBC, on making bread last for up to 2 months without mold, without using preservatives, a research project in Lubbock, Texas. Yes, all right. David Gates, not Bill Gates, and bread. Yes, indeed. Ah, yes, the miracle of radio. The next mountain to climb, keeping those cantaloupes from getting bruised. Coming up.
We wait for that moment when we are in love, in both dread and excitement, because the consequences, the stakes suddenly get very high, and the consequences suddenly get very deep.
Five novelists on the dread and excitement of love. Next on The Takeaway. Stay with us.
Thank you. You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.